Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Wednesday, April 19th, 2017. And with me today, I have John Martellaro. How are you, John?
I am good. Happy to be here. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning to you. And Kelly Gumont, how are you?
I'm doing well, Jeff. How are you?
I am doing well. And I'm glad both of you are here. I'm also glad that Blue Apron is our sponsor today. And I just have to tell everyone, I will never for the rest of my life forget what Pharaoh is. So thank you again, everyone, for that. I think what we should start off with today is augmented reality. And so I'll give all of you, my dear listeners, a little bit above. Someday, English will be...
Are you going to give us something about that?
I'm totally going to give you something about that. But apparently, okay. I'm going to beatbox it.
All right.
So, anyhow, here's the deal. Augmented reality, the reason this is on my mind today is because yesterday was the keynote at Facebook's F8 conference in San Jose. And this is the equivalent of WWDC, but for Facebook developers. Right. And so Mark Zuckerberg got on stage and he started talking about Facebook's augmented reality plans. And they're jumping in now, and they are making tools available to developers so that they can integrate Facebook augmented reality into their products. And what they're doing is using your smartphone as the augmented reality hardware. So you don't have to do like Google tried with their Google Glass experiment where you have to wear glasses all the time. This is using what you already have, your smartphone. And so it uses the cameras on your phone and the display. This works a lot like Pokemon Go, where you hold your camera up and then other stuff appears in the image. And so the idea is that you'll be able to be one of the examples I gave was in a restaurant, you find a menu item you really like, so you use the Facebook augmented reality to add a virtual sticky note to the menu that says, this is the best burrito ever, excuse me, or, it's the best ever. So then your friends or whoever, when they hold their phone up to look at the menu later on, there's a sticky note on the menu that says, this is the best burrito, but without me getting all choked up about it because it was the best burrito ever. And it can do other augmented reality sort of things. But in many ways, it's more like this social interaction through augmented reality. And my take on this is that this is good news because Facebook is embracing augmented reality in a realistic way, meaning instead of trying to convince people that they have to buy more stuff before they can experiment with augmented reality, it'll just be there. It'll be part of their apps. It'll be part of other apps, and it just works through the phone you already have. So I think that lowers the barrier of adoption for the average user, but it also sets expectations for the average user of what augmented reality is really going to be. So instead of having this minority report sort of vision of what we're doing with augmented reality, it'll be based it'll be founded in something that's easier for people to use and more approachable and far more simplistic. So with Facebook embracing augmented reality in this way, what I think they're doing is opening up the door and setting up the expectations so that it will be much easier for Apple when they jump into the augmented reality game, which I'm guessing could be as soon as iOS 11. So what do you guys think?
Well, I like the idea of augmented reality in principle. I think it's a great way to use technology to make our lives better. I saw an example recently where somebody was on some street in San Francisco and they were looking for a law firm. So they typed in the name And, you know, you can get street directions, but sometimes it's helpful to have a 3D representation. And this resulted in a call out that showed you, you know, the office window in a building that was up the street. So not only did you know where to go to on a street location, but you knew you had to go to that building, climb those stairs, go to that third floor, and that, you know, window office was where you were headed. And stuff like that can be a great way to find your way around. And my general perspective is that the people who build these augmented reality tools have choices about how to make things better for the users. But where I sometimes get a little bit annoyed is when basically you create augmented reality toys for people to fiddle with. And that menu example is not quite what I was thinking of. But when people have the opportunity to sort of idle their time away exploiting facilities of augmented reality to wow and entertain themselves and their friends, it seems like a lost opportunity to focus on the technology for grander purposes.
You are not a Pokemon Go fan.
You would guess correct. Yeah.
Yeah. And John, I have to disagree with you here, because I think bringing augmented reality to people in a way that's more entertaining is a really great way to get them used to it and more open to using it in other ways.
Oh, I agree with that. I think, but sometimes there is I sense that the companies like Apple and Facebook who are pushing augmented reality tend to think in terms of creating a sensation in the most popular kind of way and obsessively focus on things that they think are going to create in people's minds a usage factor and a toy-like effect, as opposed to, you know, what's worth doing. It's valuable, and you got to have a mixture of both. Sometimes I think they go too far the other way, though.
But I think that one of the things that should be considered here is if we think way back, John, way back, if we go all the way back to to when people were introduced to the mouse, the way they were introduced to the mouse was to play a game where you moved the mouse, which represented a fly swatter on the screen. And then you moved the mouse around to swat a fly. And that was a way to introduce people to the concept of the mouse. And I think that what's going to end up happening in this case is that this is that sort of introduction. What is VR or AR? How does it work? What am I supposed to do with it? And when people are able to sort of suss that out for themselves and can see what it is in practice, how that actually works, can look at it and go, you know, like when you see a Snapchat filter, like seeing how that works and what that does when you see it on, you know, someone else's phone or whatever. When you see that stuff, it's an introduction. And that's one of the things that I think Snapchat has done pretty well, is introduce people to this sort of AR kind of a thing. Because it's an actual picture that's being modified in real time, that's augmenting reality. So when you put the goofy picture, the goofy filter on yourself, and you're a fairy princess or you're a dog or whatever, then that's a way to introduce people to what this concept is. So whether or not this has anything to do with what Apple's up to or assists Apple in some way, I don't know. My problem is that, sort of like Google, I'm always a little bit suspicious of what Facebook's motives are with this. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not comfortable giving Facebook as much information as they want from me. And what's hilarious was hearing Mark Zuckerberg yesterday talk about, I think it was something that he said or something that someone said about him was, crafting his public image and how he gets to decide like what people do and don't have access to. And I'm like, yeah, you know, you'd think the head of Facebook would understand how privacy works, and he kind of doesn't. So, you know, and like, you know, his idea of privacy and my idea of privacy are apparently different. you know, and so there's certain stuff that, like, I'm interested in Facebook doing this because I think basically a lot of people aren't going to understand it or have seen it or really have any idea what exactly augmented reality is until Facebook starts doing it. You know, and that's just the way of things. And so on the one hand, like, I'm glad they're doing it because this is something that I think is going to continue to inevitably advance. And it would be nice if people had some vague understanding of the concept of it, even if it's not something they can go, you know, build AR software for themselves with. But just having some idea what it is and how it functions seems like a really good idea. So on the one hand, I'm glad they're doing it. But on the other hand, I feel a little bit like there's more to the story that we haven't heard yet. I don't know what that is. So, yeah. So I'm sort of cautiously, I guess, optimistic about it. Like, it'll be nice that more people can talk intelligently about something, about what I think is sort of a higher end concept like AR. But in real life, I don't know.
A fad is something you do when you're worried that people won't find real value. So you have to amp up the hype. And then people get tired of it because they realize they were kind of incited to riot.
Well,
that's.
But I think it's also tempting.
And look at how many people are still playing Pokemon Go.
Right.
Yeah, but look how much you hear about it on the news. You know, it was a thing.
But you know why? It was because people weren't remarking on the exceptional design of Pokemon Go. It was, look at all the nerds, and somebody made them go outside. That's all it was.
That's a really good point. That's what so much of the news coverage was.
It was the novelty of a video game company made all of their users go outside. How can this be? You know, that was the discussion. It was people not being able to figure out why it was any fun. It wasn't anybody going, do you know that you actually go to these places and you point your camera and you see the thing? That's a different conversation, and that's a different thing to cover.
Contrast that to the Apple mentality, where people take their health seriously. They monitor with their watch. They do specific exercises. They go to the health club. They eat right. They're conscious of what they're doing in a sort of a concerted, focused intellectual effort to do the right thing in a goodly way, as opposed to, you know, tricking. Oh, we trick people into going outside and exercise. Oh, isn't that cool? Look at what we achieved.
Well, but I don't think the point of the game
mentalities.
Well, two things. First of all, I don't think the point of Pokemon Go was to get people to go outside. It was to get people to play Pokemon again in some fashion. Second of all, I think when you look at what Apple did, I think you're coming about it sort of sideways. I think people are using HealthKit. I think people are collecting data there and using that data for other things. But a lot of people I know who are recording data into health aren't doing it with straight HealthKit. It's, I use Runkeeper, I use Lose It, I use Zombies Run, I use Couch to 5K, and their Lifestum, I think, is another one that does like food tracking, and like all of that stuff is getting recorded in HealthKit. All Apple did was give other people the tools to build whatever kind of thing they wanted. And some people built a party boat, and some people built a shed, and some people built lawnmowers, and that's just the way of things. And I think for me, the conversation about Pokemon Go when it was released was, Nintendo made everybody go outside. Isn't that weird? That was all the coverage I saw. It was, you know, pasty people in direct sunlight. What's happening? And that's a very different conversation than somebody developed a really great augmented reality game, and they've hooked older people and they've hooked younger people. And there are like communities that have sprung up around this, and like humane societies who are seeing the side effects of this because people don't want to be the weirdo walking around the park with their phone. So they can go to the Humane Society and rent a dog. And a lot of people call the Humane Society later and say, I'm going to adopt this dog. We had such a good time at the park. I'm going to just take him home with me. And now that dog got adopted. And like, that's a nice side effect of this. And it was still more about gamers going outside than it was about the augmented reality piece of it. And I think the augmented reality piece of that is awesome.
I have a technical term for that process you just described.
All right,
it's called, quote,
and it is.
Wait, It's called Wasting Away in Margaritaville.
All right. So Kelly, before you respond to that, I'm going to totally interrupt the show because I want to talk about Blue Apron. And
okay, I'll be right back. I'm looking for my shaker of salt.
Okay, good, good. So Blue Apron is this really great service that comes up with these really awesome recipes and then goes and gets all the ingredients to make them fresh, everything, and the best quality that they can get their hands on. And then they package all of this up and ship it right to your door so that you can make the fresh meal yourself. And I love this because the quality of the ingredients has just been top-notch for every single thing that they've sent me. And I've made some wonderful meals, and this is why I now know what farro is. And I'm going to come up with other recipes on my own now to use farro. And it's just this wonderful thing. And it's easy. They give you the step-by-step instructions on how to make everything that you're going to eat. And I just love that I've experimented with all of these different recipes that I never would have thought to try myself. Now, I do have a bit of advice for you. While they give you everything you need to make the meal, make sure you have a bottle of olive oil handy, because that's the one thing that's not in their package. And you'll end up using olive oil for some of the cooking, and that's going to be a lot better than using just, you know, like canola oil or something like that, as long as you don't cook too hot and scorch the olive oil. But keep some olive oil handy, because it's going to make your meals even better. You know, a little splash in the pan while you're cooking up the potatoes or whatever it is, and it's just going to be awesome. So I'm really enjoying having Blue Apron meals on my table, and I would love for all of you to get to try this too. So what I want everyone to do is head over to their website, and it's blueapron.com/TDO, blueapron.com/TDO. When you go to that URL, first it lets Blue Apron know that you listen to Daily Observations, and this is where you heard about what they're doing. And then second, it's going to get you the first three meals off your order for free. Also, you get free shipping. And the meals are going to run, they average less than $10 a person. And I've done the math. Some of the meals that I've made work out to like $8.50 per person for a meal that looks like it came from a really swanky restaurant. So check it out, blueapron.com/TDO. I love their food, and I want you guys to love it too. So go get yourself some free meals. Thank you, Blue Apron, for being our sponsor today. Okay, we are close to time on the show, but Kelly, did you want to respond to what John said?
No, I'm good. Like, I just, I said what I needed to say about Facebook. I'm just sort of suspicious of it. I'm waiting for the shoe to drop.
Okay, then I'm going to toss this at both of you real quick just to get your reaction. So in my analysis that I wrote about Facebook's augmented reality plans, I threw another idea in there, and it's about Clips, Apple's app for the iPhone and iPad that lets you apply the images, you know, apply effects in real time to the video that you're taking before mm-hmm. you share it. I'm kind of thinking that Clips is a test bed for Apple for augmented reality. And what I mean by that is they're not looking at Clips as an augmented reality app in and of itself, but the things that they're putting in it, they're using this as a testbed to try out augmented reality features that can show up in other places later on. And Apple is using Clips to learn how we interact with these elements so that they can give us a better overall augmented reality experience when they're ready to drop that on us. What do you guys think?
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. We know that Apple has a mechanism within the apps to send feedback to Apple if you opt in about how you use their products. And that's a powerful tool for Apple to understand how people are using their products. So yeah, I believe exactly what you said. And that's a great way to go about it.
Yeah, make it really? Fun. And okay, lay it on me, Kelly.
Well, so here's the thing: is we've seen Apple try to take a crack at social stuff like this before. Mm-hmm. It didn't have AR involved, but I'm apparently the only one that remembers Ping because everybody filed it away next to the iPod Hi-Fi as like, yeah, no ideas from Apple. So you know, it's like right like before. Ping. It's right before iPod Hi-Fi and right after iPod Socks, I think.
oh, good times.
Which is right next to the Cube, the G4 Cube. So for me, the thing about this is that Apple does not have a good history with social apps like this. And I've seen a number of people say, like on paper, when I read about this and what it could do, it sounded really great. And then I used it for about 5 minutes and I haven't opened it since. Like going back to it or trying again at it from a different way, things like that. Like people aren't doing that I've seen so far. And related to that, I also have not seen anybody go, yeah, you know, Clips is super awesome and I keep putting out all this great content and you can see all the awesome stuff I did. And like, I'm not seeing anybody going, man, you know, I used to spend hours a day on Instagram and now I spend it all on Clips or, you know, Facebook photos or whatever. Like I'm not seeing the kind of traction out of it that it seems like Apple would want. Well,
there's two reasons for that, Kelly. The first reason is that our time is precious and there's so many things that are thrown at us. And the second mm-hmm. element is given the precious amount of time we have left in our life to do things, we have to make conscious decisions about what's valuable and worth doing. And there's a lot of things that are thrown at us where we say, oh, I don't have time to play with that.
Yeah, but you know what? New thing from Apple is not subject to those rules. It never used to be.
That's
new thing from Apple. How much of our lives has been spent on the new thing from Apple? Whatever it is, doesn't matter what it is. How much of our time has been spent on that? Like for real, because Apple always, especially when you're, you know, the three of us and probably everybody listening to us, those are people who are automatically going to carve out some time for something new from Apple. And they do. And like, maybe it's because this is aimed at Snapchat. Like I haven't even installed it, Clips. Because when I looked at it, it looked to me like this is Snapchat from Apple and I don't care about Snapchat. Why would I care about Snapchat if Apple made it? And so I didn't bother. And it sounds like a lot of other people did install it and now are in the same boat as me. They don't bother. So I'm not sure where this is going to go, and particularly because I haven't seen a lot of people going, oh, this is so amazing, or, you know, sharing stuff on Twitter that they made in Clips or anything like that. Like, I'm not seeing the output from it, and all the conversation I've seen about it has been like, yeah, I installed it, and I made one, and it was kind of neat, and, you know, somebody texted me, you know, they released a new show on Netflix, whatever, and then, like, I wandered away and I never went back and I'm not particularly sad about it.
All right.
Remember those TV commercials, the adult toys from Dodge? Remember those?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Well, there are more and more adult toys descending upon us.
Yeah.
Yep. That's yes. And there's so many places we could take that. And yet I won't, because I'm going to wrap up the show right now. So here's my take. Kelly, you disagree with me. John, you do agree with me, and that's okay. I am totally fine with not having everyone agree with me. And we need to wrap up. So, Kelly, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me. Always a pleasure.
And John, thank you for being here as well.
Same here. Always a pleasure. Bye, Kelly.
Bye, John.
Oh, you two are so sweet. And Blue Apron, thank you so much for being the sponsor today. I love your food, and I want everyone else to love it, too. So go check it out, blueapron.com/TDO. You're going to get the first three meals off your order for free, plus you get free shipping. And the food gets delivered right to your door, and it looks so good. The first time I opened up the package, I thought they sent me fake produce. It was that perfect. Seriously.
Wow.
Yeah. Listeners, I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for joining us. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.